I am recording today from an Airbnb in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Canada. My husband and I are away for a few days to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary, which is actually tomorrow, Tuesday, July 1st. It's also Canada Day, so happy Canada Day to all the Canadians. I just want to take this time to say marriage was a great idea of God's, number one. Number two, ladies, it's worth it. Staying is worth it. Someone listening to this week needs to hear that. Staying is worth it. Number three, in transparency, every day isn't a great day. Every month might not be a great month. Marriage has good times and bad times, hard times and easy times. This is so much fun to be on vacation for our anniversary. There were times when marriage made me cry. We had our struggles, and we will have more struggles probably. I heard from a well-known pastor that counsels a lot, not my pastor, but someone else, that he sees the most counseling from marriages in about year 15 to 20, because those are very difficult years. I can attest to that fact in our own marriage. You've got your kids who are becoming teenagers. Your finances are probably struggling. You've got a lot on your plate as you're building careers, whatever you're doing for the Lord. That seems to be, from a lot of people that I have heard, similar to our testimony, that those are difficult years. I am here to encourage you. It's worth it. I'm so thankful that God has allowed us to get through some rough patches and make it to 25 years. I love my husband. I love being married. I'm so thankful for the security for our kids. Now, someone's listening to this who's not married, divorced, single, has never been married, widowed. May I just encourage you with this podcast that doing anything for 25 years is worth it. Someone may need to hear this. Staying in your church is worth it. Unless there is a biblical conviction that is being preached that is inaccurate, God probably has you to stay. Unless he's called you to another ministry to work in a different place for him, which he does and which is great. But if you can stay in the freedom of the Holy Spirit to be where you're at, stay. Staying at the same job for 25 years is worth it. There's nothing that's easy that you do for 25 years, and it's just always easy. I was raised in the same home from my birth to age 21. That's not possible for everyone, and that's not God's will for everyone. But in whatever area that the Lord allows you to, stay. Teaching Sunday school. I've taught Sunday school for probably about 20 years now for teen girls. Can I encourage every ministry worker, stay. Maybe not the same church, maybe not the same city. Stay in ministry. If you can, stay. I understand that God changes our circumstances through health, through death, through finances, through his spirit just telling us something new is what he wants for you. I understand all of that. But aside from those things, outside circumstances out of your control, stay. I know someone needs to hear that today, and there were many, many days that I needed to hear that. stay with parenting, stay with marriage, stay with your church, stay with ministry, stay at your job, stay in your house. Stay. Unless you know for sure it's God's will, don't run. Don't run because it's hard. Don't run because you feel invisible, unworthy, unloved. Don't run. I always have to give this disclaimer. You know I'm not talking about staying with abuse. Of course I'm not talking about staying with abuse. That is not what I'm talking about, ladies, and I want to be clear about that. I'm talking about life. There are times, and I feel this as my hormones are changing right now, I'm going through a very time of upheaval in my life. As I'm entering my 50s in a few months here. But let me tell you, with those feelings you get, that you want to run, you want to go somewhere else, you want to go where people don't know you, you want to go where it's easier, you want to go where there's less pressure, stay. Let God help you where you're at in your circumstances. Let Him give you a miracle where you are. He can do that, ladies. I've seen it in my own life. I love you all. I hope you're having a great week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. And happy anniversary to me and my husband, Daryl. Thanks for listening.